We've had a long time, a great relationship with the Capitol Grill in Troy. Lisa Banish has been there forever. She's helped us with our In the Boardrooms and all. And she's been there for a long while, actually. And there's a new guy. He came back this past January as managing partner for the Capitol Grill in Troy. And he's on the air with me right now. Had the pleasure of meeting Tim Wilkins not too long ago. Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. Are you doing some special things at Capitol Grill for Father's Day?
We are. We've got a full day of reservations. So Dad is getting out and going and enjoying. And we've got a program where we do a lot of hand cut steaks. Where if you want to watch the U.S. Open, don't feel like going out, we can definitely quick order, quick steak. You can get it on the grill while you finish up on Sunday watching from sunny California.
So let me make sure I get that right. You're cutting steaks to order for people to get them uncooked, take them home and cook them, or will you cook them and then they take them home and eat them?
Yeah, we can do it either way, but I'll tell you, we have a butcher program where we can cut ribeyes, New Yorks, fillets. We can do burgers where people pick up and take them home, and it's been an absolutely fantastic program. It's one of those things that came out of the last year where we realized the demand for really great prime beef and things like that. It's much easier in a grocery store. Sorry, grocery store people, but call us, pull up, we can have it. Boom, you can be back home watching the next hole, but while the grill's warming up.
Well, that's something. Timothy Wilkins is the newest managing partner of the Capitol Grill, but he's no newcomer to Michigan. Why don't you give us just a little bit of your history, Tim?
Absolutely. I grew up in Michigan, a mile away from where the restaurant is now. Joined Capitol. I've been out in Stamford, Connecticut for the last 3.5 years. Before that, spent about 3 years in Indianapolis, both great places to kind of move to and live, but this is home. Before that, my wife and I owned the historic White Horse Inn out in Metamora for about 12 years. Fantastic community. Had a wonderful experience there. And then prior to that, I had the absolute benefit of being at the Palace of Auburn Hills for the first 10 years and going through the championship era and watching that magnificent building, come to life and just take over the everything. And oversaw restaurant operations, suite operations, and just an absolutely fantastic learning ground to kind of learn from some wonderful people in Mr. Wilson and Mr. Davidson, and how to look at something really, really big and get it right every single day. So it was a fantastic education.
Well, and hearing your record, people know being born and raised in Michigan and formerly of you started while in high school, I think, in the Birmingham area. But who doesn't know or should know about the White Horse Inn in Metamora? It's the fifth oldest continually operating restaurant in the country when you were managing that thing.
Yeah, it was a great
experience. As an owner-operator.
Correct. Great experience, great community, lifelong friends. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to go and challenge yourself. But yet to really do things in a wonderful area. So we loved every moment of it.
We're looking forward to our first In the Boardroom back again, now that things are opening up completely as of Tuesday. I think the governor's already announced that, but the governor will be with us on Tuesday talking about that. But we do have a very special event. If you're suffering with neck, back, or sciatic pain and want to avoid surgery, I hope that folks will join me and my special guest, Dr. Saul Kogan, for our In the Boardroom that's going to be happening Thursday, June 24th at 11:30 at the Capitol Grill in Troy. It'll be our first time working together, Timothy Wilkins, with you now as the new managing partner for the Capitol Grill in Troy. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, we've worked with Lisa Banish for years and looking forward to it. But for our listeners who have neck, back, or sciatic pain, and if it's due to a herniated, degenerative, or bulging disc, I think you won't want to miss this event. Drugs, therapies, epidurals, and new pain lasers are designed to only treat your pain. They're not really designed to treat your disc problem. But the Disc Institute has a proven solution to solving your pain and the bad disc that's causing it. You can learn how the Disc Institute's high-tech, non-invasive treatment can stop your pain without surgery. So again, we invite you to join us Thursday, June 24th, 11:30, at the Capitol Grill in Troy. The event is complimentary but limited, so everyone can have time to ask questions. You do have to pre-register and pre-qualify by calling 586-416-3472 to pre-register, pre-qualify, 586-416-3472. And again, we'll be out there at the great Capitol Grill, and you'll have a chance, too, maybe to say hello to the new managing partner for the Capitol Grill in Troy, Tim Wilkins. And it's really a homecoming for Tim being back. And because of the pandemic, you have these new services. Like, for example, maybe you did this before, but we never really talked about it, made a big deal of it. This whole idea of ordering your steaks custom cut and cooked, if you'd like, and they'll deliver them out to your car in front of the place. You've had to kind of really be very creative, haven't you, to survive this pandemic, Timothy?
Oh, absolutely. Our industry really had to stop and rethink, because we were, you know, the world changed. And this is one great byproduct for us of basically trying to meet guest needs that, you know, couldn't come inside for a long time or just didn't want to. And we also had a program on holidays where we do, you know, complete meals to go, bundles for Thanksgiving, Valentine's, Easter, to where people can pick up a box, take it home. It's basically ready to go. You just got to warm it up. And these are things our industry maybe shied away from a little bit, but yet have now found this fantastic ability to take care of more people and to give them, you know, the Capitol Grill experience at home, which is, we didn't really push a whole lot before, but we realized we can really do this and do this well. So our butcher, our steak program has just been absolutely fantastic.
Well, it has. And that patio that you have out there, I would presume, was extremely helpful during the pandemic, and also is just fabulous to have anyway, that opportunity to eat outside and in a protected way with your umbrellas and everything you have there. So it's all good.
Yeah,
hey, congratulations, you know, Timothy.
Thank you very, very much. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Well, it's very, very kind of you. Happy Father's Day to you. Timothy Wilkins, managing partner of the Capitol Grill in Troy, a spectacular place to go, to be, to have fun, maybe to spend Father's Day. He doesn't have to grill. He can just have the nice food that's available from Capitol Grill.